World War One on the BBC.
Thank God this Bosnian trip is nearly over.
The 28th of June. The Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary, is visiting Sarajevo. It's the final day of his trip to Bosnia. The morning mists have cleared, and he and his wife Sophie get into their open touring car. It's their 14th wedding anniversary, and they're both happy to get away from the rigid court protocol in Vienna. Not everyone is happy, though. Serbs everywhere are still furious about Austria-Hungary's annexation of Bosnia. And the date of the visit could not have been more tactless. It's the anniversary of the great Serb defeat at the Battle of Kosovo in 1389, a time when they commemorate their resistance to foreign rulers. Among the crowds along the route are six armed men. Their leader is a thin, intense 19-year-old called Gavrilo Princep. The imperial visit has been in the news for months, more than enough time to plot and get weapons across the border from Serbia. Between them, the conspirators have six bombs and four Browning pistols. Each man has a vial of cyanide. The first attempt on the Archduke comes at 10:15 a.m. A bomb hurled from the crowd misses him, but wounds an aide in the following car, as well as several bystanders. The Archduke is surprisingly calm.
Come on, that fellow is clearly insane. Let us proceed with our program.
The procession carries on to the reception at the town hall. The mayor stammers through his prepared speech.
All of the citizens of the capital of Sarajevo find that their souls are filled with happiness, and they most enthusiastically greet your Highness's most illustrious visit with the most cordial of welcomes.
His advisors urge him to leave Sarajevo at once, but the Archduke insists on going to see his injured aide in the hospital. His car sets off back along the riverside, but the chauffeur turns into the wrong street. The bodyguard, Franz Harak, is on the running board.
As the car quickly reversed, a thin stream of blood spurted from His Highness's mouth onto my right cheek. The Duchess cried out to him, "For God's sake, what has happened to you?" At that, she slid off the seat and lay on the floor of the car. I had no idea that she too was hit and thought she had simply fainted with fright. Then I heard His Imperial Highness say, "Sophie, Sophie, don't die. Stay alive for the children." At that, I seized the Archduke by the collar of his uniform to stop his head dropping forward and asked him if he was in great pain. He answered me quite distinctly, "It is nothing." His face began to twist somewhat, but he went on repeating six or seven times, ever more faintly as he gradually lost consciousness, "It's nothing."
It is just after 11 a.m. Europe's great crisis has started.